Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Penref podcast. We're back to let you know what's happened this week in football. I'm Jack Talent.
I'm Calum Gaines.
And we're going to get you started again with the packets of football cards.
Of course.
Calum, do you want to kick us off?
I'll kick us off this time. I'm pretty sure you've kicked us off the past
2 weeks.
2 weeks, so.
Switch it up.
We'll switch up a bit. Man, I can't get it open. And we've opened it.
There we go.
We need to get a card trick for these.
Yeah, we need to work that out, but we'll just do normal next week.
Davey Proper, Kurt Zouma, content thing. No, not Zouma's name. Aston Villa team. We've got a diamond, Declan Rice.
Jeez. And who's that?
A hero, Luke Ealy.
Got a hero. It's time for my pack now. Going to open it up and we're going to kick us off with Paul Pogba. We've got Jack Stevens, Bernardo Silva, Manuel Lanzini,
right.
Charlie Taylor, and N'Golo Kante Gamebreaker. Those cards are quite rare, aren't they?
Gamebreaker? Yeah, they're like the second rarest card.
One in every 9 packets.
Not bad.
That's decent.
Same with the diamonds, though, one in every 9.
So there's an N'Golo Kante for you, Carl.
Decent. I'll put him next to our diamond deck on it.
Now, this week in football has been.
Tasty to say
the
least.
There we go. I've had a lot of league seasons finishing. Some controversy from some fans in Scotland. So we're going to delve into all of this.
We'll dive into that. We'll talk about that later, about the fans.
But we're going to kick off with league predictions for next season.
Yeah.
Because a lot of leagues have come to a close now.
It's that time of year.
Now,
where we laugh at each other next year.
We're going to kick ourselves off with the Premier League table. Callum, who are your winners for next season?
Ah, God. I'm going to go Manchester United.
I see.
I'm telling you, they're onto something.
Can you give me that pen?
Helping. Man United, they've had a good season. Coming second, yeah. Yep, second. And I don't know. I just see them winning it, to be honest.
I'm also saying Man United, Callum.
I kind of wanted them to win it.
Yeah.
Kind of this year, because like the formula one was really, really
Man City and Liverpool are boring.
And they're just,
So, first place is Man U for me, and first place is Man U for Callum.
Yeah.
Okay, second place for you, Callum?
Man City. The rivalry will stay on top.
Man City. I'm putting Chelsea in second for next season.
They could contest, yeah.
Who's your third?
Chelsea. I was going to put Chelsea third.
Right, Callum's going to have Chelsea. And I am going to have Liverpool.
I'll go Liverpool as well. Yeah.
For fourth?
For fourth.
Four is Liverpool for Cam. We've had a good season, but not really? As good as they usually do.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to put Man City in fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Fifth. Tottenham.
I'm going to go West Ham.
West Ham? I was going to say West Ham, but like we have to be somewhat realistic about it. I'm going to put West Ham sixth.
If you're going to put West Ham?
Yeah.
I'm going to have Leeds in sixth.
Leeds, that's a good choice.
Seventh, count?
Wolves, they're going to bounce back.
You think?
Yeah, they've got the team to do it.
Seventh, who'd I put? You know what I might do?
What?
Here, I might put Aston Villa in seventh.
I was going to also put Aston Villa in eighth, because I put Wolves seventh, so.
You talk, you're waffling.
That's not waffling, it's tactics.
No, I'm going to put Tottenham in 8th.
Can I just put Arsenal 20th?
You can do that when we get to 20th.
Okay, I'm putting it down a little bit.
I've put Tottenham into 8th.
8th? 9th, Southampton. Jeez. They're bouncing, man. They're coming back.
I'm going to put Leicester in 9th.
I'm going to put Leeds 10th, unless I've already... No, I haven't. Leeds 10th.
Leeds in 10th for you and 10th for me. I don't know. I might go with Crystal Palace.
Not a bad choice. They actually had an okay season this season.
Who's 11th for you, Cal?
Everton.
Everton? Oh, it's the same as me.
Yeah,
they're a very mid-table side, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just literally definition of mid-table.
12th?
Go on, Sean, up the Sean Dice. Burnley.
12th for me is going to be... I'm going to put Wolves in 12th.
Wolf.
13th, Cal.
13th, Newcastle. Why not? I just... They've been playing so well.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, they've been playing so
especially
well.
Especially if they can keep Joe Willock.
Yeah, which they've not loaned them.
Yeah, these are loaned, so if they sign them. 14th.
What else we got here? Ship out there.
We've used all the teams up to
13.
Arsenal.
Yeah, I'm not going to put them 20th because that would be just unrealistic, to be honest.
I'm going to have. Who have I not put? Burnley.
Is this?
Burnley.
I feel like with a mid table, you can kind of just.
Put anyone
because it's just
15 still.
Who do I not put? Brighton. Yeah, I was going to say Brighton.
No, the bottom three have all been relegated already, yeah, so we need to keep in mind the teams that are coming up for the championship. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to put Norwich in 15th.
And who has been promoted? Norwich.
I'll check, hold on. Who has been promoted?
Of course it's down to like 20.
Norwich, Watford, and then one of Brentford, Swansea, Barnsley and Bournemouth. I think Brentford will win the playoffs.
Yeah, probably Brentford.
So Norwich, Watford and Brentford, yeah?
Yep, we'll just go with that.
Right, who's your 16th spot?
16th. We know we'll put Brentford in there. I have a good feeling for Brentford.
That's what I was going to do as well, actually.
Then I'll put Norwich in 17th.
Right, 17th. Norwich. My 17th is going to be Arsenal.
Oh, God.
I think they'll narrowly, narrowly escape relegation.
So who have I got left?
You've not used Bournemouth. You've not used Crystal Palace, I don't think.
Stick them in. Relegation.
Crystal Palace. 18th, I'm going to go Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
Up and straight back down.
I thought they weren't getting promoted.
That's not what I meant. I meant Watford.
Watford, yeah. I'll put Watford in 19th then.
I meant Watford, right?
Yeah.
19th.
Watford.
Who else we got? My 19th. Who have I not put in?
I don't know. Last place for me.
Have I put Brighton in? I haven't. Brighton, 19th.
Who have I not put in? I've got last place and I don't know who I've not put in.
Wait, hold on. We'll go through what we've got. You've got Man U, Man City, Chelsea. We've got up to the top. Tick them off as they go.
Yeah.
Man U. Man City.
City.
Chelsea.
Yep.
Liverpool.
Yep.
Tottenham.
Did I miss out Leicester City?
Leicester bottom of the league?
No, okay.
Leicester bottom of the league for Cal.
Nah, swap Leicester with Lee. I'm not going back for that. Just put them bottom.
Right, okay.
Leicester are getting relegated. You heard it here, folks.
Leicester finished bottom of the league. Wow. Who have I missed it?
Well, that was bad observation skills.
Who have I missed it?
I don't know. Look through my list. I've got everyone now.
So I've got Man U, I've got Man City, I've got Chelsea, I've got Liverpool. I've got Tottenham, I've got West Ham, I've got Wolves, I've got Aston Villa, yep. I've got Southampton, I don't have Southampton, okay, Southampton to finish bottom.
This really went wrong.
No, it went right, I meant that.
These are our predictions.
Yeah, and they're going to happen.
Yeah.
But see if Man U win the league, we basically get the whole thing right, innit?
I suppose, yeah.
Like as long as Man U win the league, we're buzzing.
Literally.
Top scorer, Kel.
Oh, to be quick? No, I'm joking. I will go. You know what? Marcus Rashford,
with how many goals?
27.
Jesus.
Not actually, that's a lot of goals.
Right, I'm going to put a different one. He just doesn't even play in the league. I'm going to go with Erling Haaland.
Just in case. That's a good check.
With 32 goals.
That's a lot of goals.
Most assists.
Kai Havertz.
How many?
14.
I'm going to go with Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, bun him, man.
Bruno Fernandes with 20 assists. Yeah. And most clean sheets.
David De Gea. Man United, you know.
How many?
700.
How many?
26 out of the, 39 games?
38. Are you okay?
I have faith in David.
I'm going to go with Ederson.
Okay.
And put 23.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
David is a beast.
Anyway, staying on the topic of predictions.
Okay.
We're going to move on to the SPFL.
Hey, best league in the world.
That far, Cal.
Most would say.
No, first, before we do this, we're going to check who's getting promoted, because I've forgotten. Hearts have come up.
Wraith?
And then one of Dundee racing them for Ireland. So, what is it? Did Dundee play the team in 11th in the Premiership?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's between Wraith. No, it's not, is it? Dunfermline play the team in 11th.
Depends who's where.
And then Dundee and Wraith play each other. And then the winner of Dundee versus Wraith plays the final.
Against?
Whoever wins out of Dunfermline in the 11th place.
Yeah.
Wait, so who's 11th in the Scottish League now? Is
Kilmarnock
11th in the Scottish League just now? I believe it is Kilmarnock.
Hamilton last.
It's Kilmarnock. Hamilton have officially been relegated.
Oh my
finally.
God.
Finally. Jesus Christ, he's took long enough.
That should have been best ever.
I know. So, right, we're going to go straight. Who's winning the league next season, Cal?
Probably Celtic, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
If they make the right signings and they press the right buttons, manager-wise.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
You've got it.
Second, I'll give it to Rangers.
Yeah.
What about you?
Rangers.
Them what, sorry?
Yeah, Rangers, yeah.
Second is Rangers. Third?
Hibs.
Hibs?
Yeah.
Now, this could be a controversial one. I'm going to put down my winner of the playoffs and say Dundee.
Dundee?
We'll finish third.
Paul McGivern?
Straight back up there. This will be embarrassing if they've already lost to Wraith and I haven't realised. But we'll stick with it.
Don't think they've even, like, started that.
They have. The first leg got played, but I don't know if the second leg's been played.
I don't think...
They have, because Dundee won against Wraith.
Has it? I've not tuned in. But
anyway, fourth place count.
Fourth place. Well, St. Johnstone.
That's where Hibs are going to slot in for me.
I'm going to put Aberdeen first.
I've not asked you that.
Telling you ahead of time.
Hibs, you put Aberdeen fifth?
Aberdeen fifth, because they're still a good team.
Scott Brown top scorer?
Hopefully. No, well, definitely.
I'm putting St. Johnstone in fifth.
Okay.
Now, Cal, to round out your top six.
Marvel. I've got a good feeling.
A bit optimistic, considering they're eighth now.
It's only two slots.
It's Motherwell.
Good point.
I'm going to go Livingston in there.
Dundee United 7th.
7th. Dundee United.
Did
7th. I'm going to put Hearts.
They can go 8th for me.
8th Hearts.
I need to give them a look in realistically.
8th. I'm going to put Motherwell.
St. Mirren 9th.
9th is St. Mirren for Mr. Gilligan's.
That's true. I'm going to stay my misses.
I'm going to put Dundee United 9th.
Gonna put County 10th.
Who's your playoff winner?
Playoff winner, who? We'll just make a general.
Kilmarnock could stay up. I'll put Dundee in.
I'll just stick Dundee 11th then, because I'll just go off what you said.
In 11th place, I'm going to put. Who am I going to put in 11th? Ross County.
Relegation will be whoever I've not said.
If you missed. I've not put St. Mirren or bottom on that table.
I think I put Kilmarnock, cover. No.
Not because they're getting relegated.
Oh, yeah. No, but Hamilton. Oh, yeah.
You've not put Livingston.
They didn't get relegated, mate. Swap them with Ross County.
Livingston and Ross County.
Yeah,
switch. Swap
them, because that's more realistic.
Top scorer for count.
You see, I want to say, like, a Celtic player, but we're going to end up rebuilding next
season. So we can't really. Unless you predict who we're going to bring in and put them as top scorer, like I've done with the Premier League.
Kevin Nisbet.
Kevin Nisbet.
He's going to go on a goal run.
How many?
22.
It's not bad.
It's not this, actually, a very good season.
22. I'm going to go with, right, I'm going to go with Keymore Ruth, I think.
Okay.
It's if he stays at Rangers. He's scoring a lot of goals.
He does score a lot of goals for him, yeah.
I don't like him.
Yes. You get someone else.
But he scores a lot of goals. I'm going to put him at 20.
Yeah.
Top assister. It's an obvious one here.
Is there?
He's sitting, where is he? Who's the big
one? Oh, Davy.
Yeah,
David Turnbull. I'll fit Turnbull because I just love him.
I'll also put Turnbull. How many?
15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turnbull. 15. I'm going to put him on 23.
Good number.
Most clean sheets.
Clean sheets. I'm not putting Barkas because he can't catch a ball.
He's leaving.
And he's probably leaving.
He doesn't know what he's saying, but he's agreed to deal with.
I was actually agreed to deal to go back.
Conor has.
Is McGregor staying the season?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll be that great next season. What is he, like 41?
I'm not very big on Scottish League goalkeepers.
No. You're not very big on much, to be fair.
Aye, true. Just put a number. I'll say the winner will have 11 clean sheets.
I'm going to go Sander Clark. He makes a return.
He is the alternative. If this podcast fails, we're going to make a Sander Clark podcast.
Sander Clark, and he's going to have 38 clean sheets. He will not concede a single goal all season.
I was going to say he's not conceding that. Can you imagine if you're right?
And that has St Johnstone finishing fifth, by the way.
That doesn't even add up.
That's, they can draw a lot of games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No draws.
Well.
Whatever.
Next up, Gal.
What is next up?
We're going to have a look at the team of the week for the Premier League. We'll switch. We're just going to do the Premier League team of the week because it's really easy to do.
Exactly.
And we've agreed one before the podcast has started.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do player each?
Yeah. We'll start from goalie. We'll Kasper Schmeichel.
One of our back three. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-4-3. Is Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Soyuncu.
And Egan.
Egan.
And we're the first midfielder.
Yuri Tielemans.
We also have Calvin Phillips.
Then we've got James Ward-Prowse.
Dele Alli.
Mohamed Salah.
Ferran Torres.
Roberto Firmino.
And with an honourable mention, and Alisson for his bullet header against West Brom.
Has better headers.
He's a goalkeeper for him, who's not very fast.
Has better headers than Sam Welsh in the plays and goals.
He does, and Sam Welsh is a centre-back.
Sam Welsh cannot kick a ball, or head the ball.
Now, what's your thoughts on Alloa being relegated?
Okay.
I didn't think you would.
Good on them.
Leicester beat Chelsea in the
FA Cup from?
The Championship.
Oh, okay.
Leicester beat Chelsea in the FA Cup final. Yuri Tielemans screamer.
What a finish.
I've heard shouts of people saying that Ayoze Perez's left hand won Leicester the FA Cup. And I think it's ridiculous if Cole Chilwell offside when his elbow's offside. Since when could you score with your elbow?
I mean, have you not seen them sometimes, you know? Everyone can
wrestling moves on the football. Which
people's elbow.
What a strike from Tielemans, though.
Honestly, probably the best strike I've seen in a long time. Football's been boring the past few weeks.
Okay, calm.
It's getting deep here. It's getting deep here. Give our sport back.
There's not really much you can say about the FA Cup final when it's 1-0.
There's only 1-0.
Nobody gets sent off.
The only good thing
there's 20,000 fans in. That's good.
We're creeping up here.
Exactly. COVID in the bin.
In the bin.
COVID's in the mud.
In the mud. It isn't a diamond in the mud.
It's COVID in the mud.
It's COVID in the mud.
What's today's date?
Today's date is...
It's the Champions League final soon. And the Europa League final soon as well. I was going to say next week, but I have no idea if the 29th and the 26th of May is next week. 26th of May is next week. But
Tuesday.
Is it 29th next week?
I think so.
What's the date? Alexa, what's today's date?
Today, Monday the
17th. It's the 17th. So the Champions League final's in 12 days and the Europa League final's in 9.
Yeah.
So they're not next week, they're the week after.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Cal.
It's because I had a biology test on Monday.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've got one on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Pass my Nat 4.
Wait, Nat 4 later.
No, we are going to now predict the English Championship table.
Yes. Riveting.
Definitely not, so we can just put a certain team top. Anyway, who's your number one, Cal?
I don't know what you're talking about. Hard choice, Blackpool.
I don't think there's not actually been promoted yet, but they're going to win the playoffs.
I'm sensing something here.
Blackpool first on.
We're saying that about Leicester whenever they win the league, so.
Let me do a quick sum real quick.
Mathematically figure out how they're going to win the league.
They're going to get 138 points, meaning they'll win all 46 games.
They're going to go up beat Chris Maxwell, top scorer and top clean sheet man.
Second in the league.
Oh, God. This is where I really don't care. Swansea City.
We'll just do the top six and who gets relegated.
Yeah, because
nobody actually
could. Table just now.
I'm going to put... Who did I put bottom of the... Give me a second, I've lost something. I'm going to put Southampton in second.
Oh yeah, forget we relegated some... Oh, Leicester.
Leicester third.
Yeah, Leicester third.
My third spot's going to be Derby. I think we'll make a big bounce back. Fourth game.
Millwall.
Actually, I was going
to. I don't want to get stabbed, so.
Fourth place, I'm going to have Millwall as well.
Why? Millwall. Why are you thinking of that?
I don't know, that's what I was going to put as well.
I just thought because I don't want to get stabbed off Millwall fans. Fifth. I'm watching. Oh, listen. Middlesbrough, why not? Because they're a cream would have the most.
Middles.
Sorry.
Fifth. What are you? Stop being amateur, Carl. I'm going to put Reading. Sixth, Carl.
Crawler time. Put them there.
I swear they can't even get from.
Dagging them red.
My sixth spot is going to be Brighton.
My man really getting pretty.
Yeah, and we'll do the bottom three.
Oh, yeah.
And 22nd kill. To be fair, you could put like Crystal Palace.
Athlone Town. They're an Irish team. But they're getting really good.
Who's 22nd? Alfred and Town. There you go, can have that.
Okay, because that's what I said. Yeah, okay.
That's what I heard. Shut up. 18th is going to be Watford.
Okay.
No, sorry, not 18th, 22nd. It's going to be Watford after getting promoted. They're playing in the Premier League next season, but I'm also relegating them.
I'm going to say Sheffield Wednesday, even though they're already relegated.
But just so you know, this is actually the Championship table from the 22-23 season.
Yeah.
This these is are the teams that are getting relegated from the Premier League next season.
I'm getting promoted 60,000 leagues.
Don't take this seriously.
Take it seriously.
This is not financial advice.
This is financial advice.
That can get us jailed.
This is not financial.
Talking about money.
Are we talking about money? I thought we were talking about the Championship League table.
There's money involved.
Okay.
Is not financial advice.
Okay. Nottingham Forest. And then Real Madrid.
Not a Forest. I'm going to put Rangers in there on 23rd.
Real Madrid.
24th, Real Madrid. I'm going to have PSG in 24th there.
Real Madrid and PSG get relegated for the championship. Oh, for God's sake, you broke everything. My chocolate peanuts.
Who's your top goal scorer?
Oh. Chris Maxwell.
How many goals?
Yes,
72, right. My top goal scorer is going to be Matty Virtue. He's going to bag 3 goals per game and finish the season with 138. Right. Top assister. He's your top assister.
Chris Maxwell. He's the best systems. 72.
My top assistant's going to be Kylian Mbappe. Oh. 3. Who's your most clean sheets?
Killer Navas.
How many?
5. Not with Chris Maxwell banging.
It's going to be Chris Maxwell with 46. So that's our championship prediction. Right, okay, so next up, we're filming something. We're going to be picking our all-time Pep Guardiola starting 11.
Sounds fun.
So in goals, Cal, we'll do this together because we'll do it once.
Yep.
Ederson, Neuer, Victor Valdez. No, Neuer. Neuer's the best keeper all-time.
Probably Neuer.
He's best keeper all-time.
Yeah, Valdez was decent, but nothing on Neuer.
There's a lot of defenders. Danny Alves has to be in there.
Bloody Eric Garcia.
Danny Alves had to be.
Yeah. Piqué.
Yeah,
oh, no, no, Puyol centre back.
Puyol. I mean, why is Yaya Touré?
I think he might have played like CDM at Barca.
Surely Piqué. Piqué and Lam for me.
Probably. Yeah, Piqué and then left back. We could put Lam left back.
Ruben Dias is good, right? But it's been one season.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Centre mid.
That's a
please
very...
tell me. Yeah,
he has Iniesta.
Hold on. No,
why is Messi...
Yeah, has to go in.
Okay, yeah. He's played for...
Barca
and City. Iniesta has to be there.
Iniesta has to be there. Where's the name?
He's done a bit.
No, this one's difficult.
Yeah. KDB?
It could be.
He's either bit.
The only issue I have with that...
Dante. Oh my God.
Is the fact that Fabregas is there. When he was class at Barca.
He was very good, yeah.
Messi's there, but he's probably in the attackers.
Yeah, so...
Ribery and Robert Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, they can be your attackers.
Surely Schweinsteiger. It's between Schweinsteiger and KDB.
Xavi's
but...
there as well.
Oh, it has to be Xavi.
Xavi's there, come on.
From this, we're gallant that Pep's best team was Barca.
Was it? Yeah. In the Champions League or something,
didn't it? Messi.
Messi.
Neto.
Oh. What the heck is this?
Messi, Eto'o and Lewandowski.
That's not even a bad shout.
But I'll put Messi and Eto'o in, we'll decide the last one. His best team was Barcelona.
Let's be honest, yeah.
Phil Foden?
Is that Danny Bro?
Phil Foden?
No.
Right, this is between Robin. Lewa and Henry.
Robin
really.
Scored the winning...
Robin, Lewandowski and Henry.
Did Robin not score the winning... goal for the Champions League final that he won, but I'm pretty sure Pep was managing that thing.
I think he did.
But like the scuff, remember?
But Thierry Henry's there.
Thierry Henry wasn't that good at Barca, was it?
And Aaron Robin's there.
I know, but I just said Aaron Robin.
Did you?
I think I did, yeah.
I mean Lewandowski.
Oh, no. Lewandowski scored that scuff goal.
And Phil Foden's there.
I guess, but shut up.
Robin's probably top of Alexis Sanchez, but David Villa at Barca.
Oh my God, nah, it has to be Robin.
That has to be Robin.
Like, those are all good players. Except Foden, never say again. He's not a bad player, he's just not there yet. He's just not on par with anyone on that list.
He'll get there.
Yeah, him and Diaz, I can see being really good.
Right, so our all-time Pep Guardiola 11, Manuel Neuer in goals.
Yes.
Back four of Dani Alves, Carlos Puyol, Gerard Piqué, and Philip Lahm. Midfield three of Touré, Andres Iniesta and Xavi, and the front three of Messi, Eto'o and Iron Robin. Sitting Iron in his clothes. Anyway,
close isn't in the list.
It wasn't. I wouldn't have put it.
You should iron in your clothes.
Shut up. Controversial thing. Rangers fans, Cal.
Why? Like, I get
well, they
it.
Won the league, right?
I can understand it.
That's ridiculous.
Too many fans.
Couple of fatalities.
Two deaths, did you say?
I think, yeah.
Two deaths. Which shouldn't even be.
Only 20 people got arrested.
Only 20. Out of like thousands upon thousands.
But see, it's people. This is the reason that we're taking so long to get out of COVID.
Yeah. Like, I can understand it. Like, see if. Like, I can understand the celebrations, but. The
yeah, because we would
stuff.
Have celebrated as well.
Yeah,
why
I would have done
but...
it if Celtic had won the league and we decided to do that.
Do you see any masks though?
And there's no masks. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that every single person there was
no, wearing
a mask.
Not one of them has a mask on, like, in that picture.
Yeah. I'm not saying that every single person was bad. There's probably like a select bunch of people who went out there just to go and stab someone or go and do whatever it was they were planning on doing.
I've got Police Scotland, Carl, they've said that men were arrested will follow what it described as disgraceful scenes as Rangers fans celebrating Glasgow City Centre on their first league title.
Did I actually say that?
It says here, BBC. This is BBC. Thousands of fans have taken to the streets after Rangers' first Scottish Premiership title win.
Ouch. That's a big.
Sit down, lads. Sit down.
I hate that debate. How many titles have Rangers?
Look at the state of that.
What? Then.
It's just covered.
That was the worst part about it. It was probably between like the way they left it and like the fatalities.
You're going to kill animals, you bumps.
Like, pollution and that, you know. Come on. Go warm.
That horse is a Union Jack foot. high enough. That...
Mad.
The horse, the police horse. Glasgow's fragile. Okay. Oh, we've got a video here. We might be able to hear the audio, but we'll put it on.
I mean, it's good scenes. Like they're singing. That's brilliant.
See, I don't have anything against that. They're not doing anything wrong.
That's like passion. That's
nothing. They're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Apart from the nonsense.
I mean, breaking COVID rules and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like in terms of violence and stuff, there's nothing wrong with marketing.
Like that was the only normal part about it, and then they slowly got into Glasgow, and they just ruined it.
I don't know why they've got banners that says 55 when they've won one title, but we'll move on for that.
Just our opinions, I guess, but it's also fact in some people's eyes. I don't really care.
No, neither, to be honest.
If they've won, they won the title, league, they won 55 the league. Titles, exactly. It doesn't really matter. So,
They're still rubbish. David Turnbull's still the best midfield in Europe.
Yeah, and Chris Maxwell still has 72 goals or 73 goals in the Championship next season.
Yep, 100%.
That will happen.
Anyway, we're going to move on to transfer news now, Kel.
Lovely. Favourite time of the year, transfer under. Both January and summer. Mainly summer.
Yeah, the summer one
bigger,
was better.
Bigger transfers. So January's just for sort of regroup, getting you through.
Oh. Leno has responded to claim to him exiting Arsenal. Arsenal goalkeeper Bernd Leno was hit back at claims he is leaving the club this summer as he expressed his desire to experience success with the Gunners. Gonna struggle with that finishing 17th next season, lad.
Aye, come on. I can't say something like near enough relegation.
Matt Ryan's probably better than you.
Probably.
Calhanoglu set for Milan showdown talks. Inter Milan want Calhanoglu off AC Milan.
Oh, I was going to say that was really, really confusing.
Lewandowski could move to the Premier League.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Prem. Teams that aren't Man City or Man United.
Has no interest in joining PSG. And apparently the ones he's most interested in are Man City and Real Madrid.
Okay, rest easy, Man United and other teams. I can't remember naming all 19 other than Man City.
Icardi keen on Serie A return?
That'd be cool.
He would like to return to Inter Milan or Juventus.
I think he's just got Milan.
Newcastle star Cal, Jacob Murphy, is wanted by Leeds and Burnley. The only one of them that's a step up is Leeds.
Yeah, I feel like...
Ag should go to Celtic.
Shush. I don't know.
Why?
Because. James Forrest is clear.
He's pretty sure he's a left winger.
Okay, Elliot Nussie's clear.
Might be leaving.
Still clear.
Don't say Mikey Johnson's
I could go on. But I don't know. Can't move in the belly.
Both Man United and Everton want Trippier. In that case, Man United are getting Trippier.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting Trippier.
He's enjoyed an excellent season with La Liga. Well, La Liga.
Yeah. With La Liga?
With Atletico Madrid and may collect the La Liga winners medal this season.
How are Atletico Madrid actually?
Well, I'll pull up the La Liga table, Cal.
Okay then.
Just for your sake. He's forcing me to do this, by the way. Yeah. There's one game left and they're 2 points ahead of Real Madrid.
Oh my god, that's tight.
It looks tasty.
To say the least.
Real Madrid to Villarreal at home, Atletico have Valladolid away.
Oh, I thought people would have the easier game.
Yeah.
Bilbao, did you say? For Madrid?
Villarreal,
okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Madrid have... Madrid, that would be this bum.
Why could I see Real Madrid winning it, though?
Nah. Unless, like, Atletico Madrid can choke against Valladolid.
Messi has 30 goals this season in the league.
Yeah.
Who does he think he is?
How come no one can do that in the Prem?
I don't like just hating it. Oh, who's the Premier League? Is it still Harry Kane?
Yeah, I think.
Or did Salah? Salah didn't score, did
he? Neither did Kane.
Kane? Oh no, they're tied on 22.
Oh god.
With 2 games left.
Who are the games?
This is spicy as well.
This is tasty. To say the least.
So, Spurs are playing Aston Villa at home. Liverpool are playing Burnley away. Salah's winning that for me.
Salah's probably going to end up winning it, yeah. What's that looking?
What other game?
Just 2 games.
Oh, yeah, there's 2 games left.
2 games to...
So there is, Cal.
To add this up. So
unless Bruno Fernandes just scores like 12 goals in his last 2 games.
That would be... Seems.
The other ones are... Liverpool, Crystal Palace.
Okay.
With Liverpool at home. And Tottenham Hotspur away at Leicester. Salah's on the golden boot.
Salah's probably that's such a shame, man.
It's a shame for Harry Kane.
I mean, he's won like so many like.
However, Kane is top assist or two. How good is Bruno Fernandes, by the way?
What trophy do you get for winning?
You don't. I'm pretty sure you don't.
That's so gay.
How good is Bruno Fernandes? 18 goals and 11 assists.
Pretty insane.
I'm pretty sure Ederson's going to get the Golden Glove as well. It's either him or Edouard Mendy. And Edouard Mendy's not playing anymore because Kepa's playing for some reason.
Ederson on it.
Ederson, he's a very good goalkeeper.
Edouard Mendy also probably.
Calvert-Lewin's he's managed to stay in the top five this season for the goal scorers.
He's not really. Oh, okay.
He's on 16 goals, Son's on 17.
To be honest, I kind of had a thought he might actually have won it. But Everton kind of.
Because he started so well.
Yeah, because he started so well. But Everton sort of derailed.
I thought Hakim was going to win it last season, though.
Yeah, true. We'll see how that went.
Where would Spurs be without Kane and Son?
Nowhere.
Kane and Son have scored 39 goals this season, and Tottenham have scored 63. They've scored more than half of their goals.
Harry Kane should also be in that talk.
Kane also has 13 assists, and Son has 10.
Gareth Bale, where was he?
He's awful. Harry Maguire's got 11 yellow cards. And Lewis Dunk has two red cards.
But he also has like the best defensive stats.
He's a very underrated player.
Yeah, he's not worth like more than 80 million they spent for him.
No, he's not worth that, but he's a very good player.
He's not too far, he's like 60. So rough.
Man, I reckon Man U will get 100 points next season.
I say they're winning, honestly. I can see them destroying the competition.
Just like that. Go, 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 go. Go.
Penalty, penalty.
Pedro Fernandez just had 47 goals in 4 games.
They really need to fix the VAR. Better be better next game.
Manchester United make 0 signings because they've spent 87 million on the refs.
Yeah.
But back to the transfer sort of club business.
We kind of went off
that. Yeah, there's a 99% chance that Koeman leaves Barcelona.
Who?
Manager, Kel.
Oh, I was going to say.
The manager.
I forgot who Koeman was.
There is a 99% chance of Ronald Koeman leaving his role at Barcelona manager at the end of the season, according to Catalan outlet RAC1.
Nice.
Koeman led the club to the Copa del Rey glory last month, but Barca's La Liga form has been
shambolic.
This is dismal, right? I thought it said abysmal, but we'll move.
Dismal just means depressing.
Since then, with a run of just 1 win in 5 games, ending their hopes of the title.
They lost to Vladley, did
they? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sharp.
I think you probably said it right, you said. And New Camp Chiefs are expected to part ways with the manager halfway through his 2-year contract.
How long has it been there?
Stay away for Celtic.
I don't need there.
You might look like Eddie Howe, but you're not Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Stay away from Celtic.
Don't be an important. Don't pretend you're Eddie Howe just to get the job. You
and we can't sing Ronald Koeman to the tune of Bella Chow either.
Why not?
Because it doesn't fit. It's not that difficult to understand, Callum. Oh, no, Callum. This might really upset you. 13 players have left Birmingham.
What?
Their contracts have expired.
Same with Nottingham Forest, they ended up releasing a lot of players.
Geraldo, Bishrami, Ryan Burke, Jack
Me too.
Con Cannon, Dan Crowley.
You couldn't say that. Is this... I don't know.
Dan Crowley, Josh Dacres Cogley, Miguel Fernandez, Ivan Guzman, Remy O'Hutton, Agus Medina, Joe Redmond, Jaden Reed, Bernard Sun, and John Toro.
Terrell.
Shut up. I'll Terrell Mahon off your jaw. I know, I'm funny.
Say no now.
Thanks, Cal.
Just joking. Right. Prank.
Okay, so that is R for
That was an advert for the Bank of Scotland.
Love the Bank of Scotland.
Leicester captain Wes Morgan has suggested he may hang up the boots at the end of the season. No, not Wes Morgan.
This is sad, babe.
No, I've still got his player moment silver stars card in FIFA.
I put in the SBC.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay.
That's Callum being kicked off the podcast. It'll be me and myself from now on.
And I'm back.
Chelsea urged to replace Werner. I don't see why he starts.
I mean, like, depends who the replacement.
I mean, this is Gabriel Agbonlahor that's piping up. That literally means nothing.
He talks so much smack on social media. It's unreal.
Right. Chelsea must cut their losses with Timo Werner, right? He then goes on to say, Werner is Chelsea's top scorer and top assister this season.
Is he?
12 goals, 14 assists.
That's embarrassing.
That's good, though. Like,
no, but he's been bad, like, if you think about it.
He's evidently not. He's just missed a lot of big chances.
A lot of sitters. Oh, man, he misses more sitters than summer.
More sitters missed than cold meals.
Yeah.
Warm meals. I meant to say warm meals. Yeah. I messed that up. Maybe he might not eat very many cold meals.
Exactly.
See, if he doesn't eat cold meals, that's true.
Exactly. Maybe that's why he's not scoring goals.
Maybe that's why I said cold meals.
Exactly.
See, I meant it. Yeah. Aye, that's what I thought. What were the Bank of Scotland?
We don't like the Bank of Scotland anymore.
No, I don't. Zidane talks future amid Allegri's Real Madrid link.
Sorry.
Did you see that? Apparently Zidane told his Real Madrid players he was leaving.
Why?
Because he's leaving.
Okay.
But then he's come out and said that he's not said that.
Oh, so he's not leaving.
But he might be leaving.
We don't know this.
Unless you just don't want to tell the media.
We don't have inside information for Real Madrid. Even though they're getting relegated.
You know, Calum actually plays for Real Madrid.
Yeah, that's why I know they're getting relegated next season for the Championship.
Aaron Ramsey is looking at an Arsenal return.
Well.
Maybe he'd have him finishing 16th.
Yes.
Instead of 17th.
Maybe 18th. Who knows?
But he might get them relegated.
He might get them relegated. We don't know these things, but we do. We don't know, but we do.
Chelsea keen on James Maddison. What's your thoughts on that?
Good signing.
Chelsea are reportedly Chelsea are reportedly considering a move for Leicester City playmaker James Maddison. He could play centre mid.
Could play anywhere in that sort of side, except for Sweden.
£51 million. He's worth it, in my opinion.
He's probably worth it, but like,
you could get Tielemans for the same price, and if you're looking at a centre mid, you go for Tielemans then.
Yeah, it depends where they want to play and where they're planning on actually doing it.
Because that would suggest that they're looking at getting rid of either Ziyech or Havertz.
Yeah, probably Ziyech.
Yeah, because Havertz is starting to get good. But if they're just looking for like a centre mid, like a kind of box-to-box, Tielemans is their play there.
Up in the quality and subs as well, because why not?
Tielemans has to be one of the best midfielders in the Prem.
Scored one goal in the FA Cup.
No, I know, but just in general, he's a very good player.
Yeah, I've never hated him.
So you don't watch a lot of Leicester, to be fair.
Nah, but like, I've never had anything to say about bad.
No, it's just he's very solid.
Stick all the
good. He doesn't score it. He reminds me of Scott Brown. Like, he's not quite as good as Scott Brown ever was, but like. It might nearly get in a level with him.
Mm.
But no, genuinely, he's the same kind of player.
See, I think of him the same way as I thought about Ndidi. Underlooked a lot. Ndidi's such a beast.
He's like an attacking version of Scott. He's like Callum McGregor.
But Callum McGregor's
better. Like, by a country mile. What is he meant by country mile? How is a country mile different from an actual mile?
I don't know. Ask the person who made it.
What, is a country mile just longer?
It's a mile, it's a country.
It's a mile in the country.
Maybe there's a country that has a mile in it.
Maybe there's a country that's a mile.
Maybe. That's a really, really...
Mileland.
Exactly.
I suppose there's like a maddy island that some guy bought and he made it in that country. And it's like 200 square kilometres.
That's a pretty small country.
That might actually be too big.
200.
It's a wee country anyway.
Yeah, it's just... Why are we talking about country names?
I don't know. Because I said country names.
Bit than football.
Liverpool have opted to sign Ozan Kabak in a permanent deal.
Why?
£18 million.
I swear like he played bad in the only
he's injured.
Play.
No, he was okay in the Champions League.
Did not like pass the ball back? Give the
that was Alisson's hope.
Oh, okay. That's the only thing I've seen him do.
Another one. Celtic. I have to look at this one. Liverpool have said that they're selling Ben Davies.
Decent. We should have just bloody signed him first.
We offered the money, but then Liverpool gave him more money.
Oh.
It was the same transfer fee, just Liverpool gave Ben Davies more money.
That's a shame. Celtic are skint.
Jadon Sancho is more confident than ever he'll sign for Man United.
That's not happening. Suggest. I mean, it might. They're going to win the league.
Dortmund having asked for £108 million last year, but asked for £85 million this year, and are likely to accept a fee slightly lower than that figure. What's considered slightly lower? Are we talking like £10 million?
Yeah, that's 10 million or less. Like,
That's it, roughly slightly.
So they would take 75? So, would they take 70? Or is that pushing it?
I feel like 70 is what you'd ask someone to.
Aye, you'd go,
we'll give you 70.
We want 85. They're 70, 80, 75.
Yeah, we'll give you
a kind of negotiation.
We'll give you a swap with like a 50 mil-ish player.
Well, no, I reckon you start at 70, they go 80. Mm. So you're in the middle at 75.
Yeah. Best way to do it. Business. Hey, teaching you guys.
Exactly. That will help you pass business at school.
It won't. But it might.
It probably won't. Pass my business test today.
Yeah.
Got 57% and audibly went, come on.
The teacher got the champagne out.
Da, 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 da.
Celebration's gone on.
Yeah.
Worse than the Rangers fan celebration I had.
I'm sitting like trashing up George Square because I'm 57% in a business test.
Climbing up lampposts.
Falling off lampposts, crashing my skull. Blowing up fireworks in my own hand.
Yep. Usuals.
Why not?
Usuals in George Square.
Of course.
Or whatever it was, not like a...
No, this could be interesting, Cal.
Could it be?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Okay, it's disappeared, that's unfortunate. It's Rio Ferdinand.
He's
named his England squad.
Aye.
But he's put Kieran Trippi in the starting 11.
Ooh.
He said, I know he's had a decent season, right?
Player, but like, where's Trent?
All our people, he's awful.
Trent's
I hate him.
Okay.
I don't even hate him, that's a lie.
I feel like he's like...
He's decent, he's no Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Who is Congolese.
Does Trent Alexander-Arnold have 4-star skill moves?
Does Aaron Wan-Bissaka?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
I like your boy.
Who's winning the Ballon d'Or for you, Cal, next season?
Chris Maxwell. Scored 73 goals.
No, right. There's a few that it could be. Could be Matty Virtue. Could be Chris Maxwell. Could be Davy Turnbull. Mm. Or it could be Waman.
I'm going to go... Oh, no, I changed it.
I'm going to go Davy Turnbull.
Why not Waman?
David Turnbull.
It's Waman.
Davy Turnbull. Waman. Davy Turnbull's the best midfield in Europe.
He's the best. Europe. Ah! He threw the pen at me.
I did nothing to the sort.
Okay.
Waman's he's a decent player.
Yeah. Ballon d'Or worthy? Yes.
David Turnbull's more Ballon d'Or
worthy. Even I'm pretty sure Waman is injured.
We listed the order of this Ballon d'Or. Going to have David Turnbull first, then Waman, then Chris Maxwell, then Matty Virtue, and then rounding out the top five might be like Messi or something.
Who's that?
I don't know. But he's won a few, I think.
Oh, okay.
He's no David Turnbull anyway.
Big deal, huh?
He thinks he's something he's not.
Yeah. David Turnbull knows he's something he is.
Exactly. You said it.
It's a good way to put it, actually.
You said it.
I did say it.
Tottenham want Steven Gerrard.
Good. It's like the best news we've heard all day.
Yep. This will be very interesting, the Kane and Salah games. To see who wants to go to which. Put my pink card.
Deal with it.
You didn't break it.
There's another pen. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That is interesting.
We can't say that, but we'll move on.
It's indescribable.
Jack Wilshere, Jordan Rhodes and other EFL players who look set for summer moves.
He's Scottish. Jordan Rhodes.
I know.
Just thought to tell you.
Okay.
Jack Shelby. Going back to Arsenal. To get him really good.
Jack Wilshere signed a 6-month deal with Bournemouth in January. He's now linked with Newcastle.
Okay.
Mo Issa. Who's he linked with? It's not saying. Cheltenham.
Celtic?
Cheltenham.
Oh, okay.
Jordan Rhodes.
Celtic?
So he's a Rangers fan. Actually, no, I don't care.
I don't know. Come on.
And then, of course, right.
We don't care.
We would look at the French league. Aye. But no one cares about the French league. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Penref podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Just know that our league predictions were all correct, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.